This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Bagwana, this is Major League DJs on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Heart of Frequency. Welcome to Progressive Radio. Welcome to Friday morning. Welcome to the last installment for the week, for the show. Today, we are not doing things normal. By that, I mean we are not in studio. Today, we are coming to you live from Sifapane Lodge and Safaris out in Phalaborwa. We spent the night here, just in case you guys didn't tell your partners at home. Sorry to blow your cover. So we're going to be bringing you the show from this magical holiday destination. And we'll tell you all about the activities that are going on here, how the setup is like, and what you should look forward to if you haven't decided where you would like to take a holiday or a short left to this festive season. How was the night?
Oh. Man, it was beautiful. Last night we were by the beach side, and it was absolutely amazing. I don't know. Dinner, I know Fifi lost her mind at dinner. Compliments to the chef.
I don't know if it was a corn salad. There was avocado as well in there, tomato. I even had a conversation with her to ask her, what did you put in here? Because you can see the ingredients, but it looks like she did something with it.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from you, Fifi, is you asking the chef for the recipe because you wanted to cook it for your husband. But yeah, they told you have to come here, bring your husband here to enjoy the fun. But anyway, for me, it was really the experience actually was really nice from last night, meeting all the people that work here, having conversations with them, and you're just finding out how this place works and everything.
Yeah,
it was really exciting. But the food also,
kebabs, Baba.
Kebabs,
Kebabs,
whatever you call it.
Cut, whatever you call it.
Your
nama.
Aye, man, but we have to say we have to say which nama.
But then also, guys, the rooms. I mean, Sifapane Lodge and Safaris. I had such a beautiful night's sleep, and it was absolutely, oh gosh, refreshing and spacious and lovely. And
spacious, that's the word.
That's the word, right? Because you don't want to go to a place and then you're like crammed up in the bed. It's just so spacious, open, lovely, gorgeous. And then outside, when you step outside your room, the beauty of nature. You just sit on your porch, on your patio, and then you're like, my goodness, absolutely mesmerizing, gorgeous, marvelous, everything.
That's what I get to go and pull over and I'm going to get my cushion. Somebody said to me, when I go home and sleep in your own bed, I said to them, in my house, there's no bed like this one.
Yeah.
I am staying here for the night. Thank you very much.
In fact, Big Naz and Babes Odumo have a song about that. Don't get umpete wa miskepe. Shaya mateke teke. Amazing showers. I love the space, man.
We could fit a soccer team in there. It's huge.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And I can tell the one at home is the size of a long drop.
continue for this.
What are you looking forward to today?
The activities. I mean, I know we're going to be spoiled. There's massages coming up, but I heard people talking about a 3-hour game drive, something along like that.
Yep.
So we have a whole lot of activities lined up for today, and we'll be telling you all about them as we tell you about this majestic place, Sifapane Lodge and Safaris.
Bafana, did you get an opportunity to wash them kokotlo like we agreed yesterday? Because we'll be getting a massage later on, and that's another thing that I'm looking forward to.
I am too, and I will admit, ne, your words were in my head as I was taking a shower. My body first did not tap because, and all this time I was just busy with my what you call manjawan,
shisakan.
That second year of oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ki bizi ngwane complexion said. Your words are powerful. Never look down on yourself. You have a powerful gift. A powerful gift, the boys.
Welcome to the show. It's Complexion in Pomashita, that Rufile Matebula and Clifford Manganyi, live out at Sifapane Lodge and Safaris in Phalaborwa. That's where we spent the night, and that's where we are going to be today. But we are not leaving you out of the fun.
No, we are not. We're not just here so that you can summer well and have formal vibes. We will be giving away a night stay to two lucky listeners. All you need to do is listen in and we could be giving you a prize to experience Sifabane Lodge and Safari.
And that experience is for four people, meaning if two of you win tickets, you can bring your partners to the venue. Ndima Chiron, Capricorn FM, the Impopo's Heart of Frequency. Today we're going to do things a little different because of our outing. Normally you will have moment of the week where we look at some of the stories that have happened this week. The biggest thing that has happened is that we spent a night out at Sifabane Lodge and Safaris. And we can't wait to tell you all about the history and the background of Sifabane Lodge and Safaris. And joining us in a bit is the general manager for Sifabane Lodge and Safaris. And that conversation kicks off up next.
The Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's Hardest Frequency with Complexion and Mpoma Shida.
Here's the thing, when you arrive at Sifabane Lodge and Safaris, you can see that it's absolutely beautiful, it's peaceful, and you can tell that, you know what, there is a story behind this place, the layout, the design, everything about it. And just to make sure that you properly understand what this place is really all about, so that you can properly enjoy it, you need to understand the story behind this place, like I mentioned, and that is exactly what we're going to be focusing on today. Right now, talking to the general manager for Sifabane Lodge and Safaris, Osirene Mudise. Good morning. How are you doing, Osirene?
Thank you, Muto, and thank you, DJ Complexion, for having me this morning down our beautiful tropical area.
Thank you so much. Listen, it is. Thank you so much for being such a gracious host and for welcoming us to this absolutely marvelous place. I mean, arriving here at Sifabane Lodge and Safaris, as I was saying earlier on, you can tell that, yeah, there's a story behind this place. So maybe let's look at the history of Sifabane Lodge and how it became the kind of beautiful place that it is today.
Definitely. Thank you, Mpo, once more. It started as a caravan park, Dutch owned by Jan Willem and Patricia Sterk. And Joris Bertens visited the lodge as a student.
Mm-hmm.
And from then onwards, he loved South Africa.
Okay.
And he also fell in love more specifically with Limpopo province and Phalaborwa. And hence, in 1991, Sifabane Lodge and Safaris was established.
Okay.
And he's a visionary himself.
Yeah.
He had a goal in mind that, a vision actually, to create a tropical oasis at the bordering the iconic Greater Kruger National Park, whereby the internationals and the locals can mingle and enjoy what South Africa and Limpopo province has to offer.
I love the description you use, tropical oasis, because Definitely. That's what it is. It is refreshing. It is that spot that you find when you are parched and you're like, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And I also love how you're saying that it's just that meeting place for the locals and the internationals to meet. And that is what really happens. I mean, you saw a couple of internationals last night. It is a place where internationals frequent here, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And a part of his vision as well, it wasn't only just to have a tropical, this beautiful tropical oasis, but it was also to transition the Phalaborwa municipality into what it's normally known as a mining town, but also to create a awareness of that Phalaborwa doesn't have only mining to offer, but it's a tourism hub, wildlife, where you can extraordinary opportunities can be developed for the benefit of the community at large.
You know, the one thing that stands out is upon arrival, I mean, there's a sweet experience that goes on at reception. How important is it for people to take those sweet memories home with them?
The vision for Sifabane, actually, it's our motto. We have it for international to say that you can leave Africa, but you can leave Africa, but Africa will never leave you. And for local tourists, we like telling them that we are an affordable African experience, where you get to experience culture, wildlife, and adventure at our doorstep. You know, while you're staying with us at Sefapani Lodge, you get to meet the different cultures that we have, because we've got a lot of cultures in Palabora, a mix actually. So hence we've got the culture experience,
yeah.
And we've got the Greater Kruger National Park, we've got the panorama route, and also the Tzaneen and Hoedspruit Town at your doorstep.
Yeah.
While staying at Sefapani Lodge, you're able to experience all of that, but most importantly, at an affordable price.
Most importantly is that not only are you in the tourism business, but you also have a way that you're empowering kids around the area. There is a project called EcoKids.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. That vision also is what's in heart and in line with Yuri's visionary, but was to also conserve, you know, to make sure that the kids are brought into nature, but not for entertainment, but for environmental awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the Eco Kids. We partnered with different stakeholders, such as your Kruger National Park, your Palabora Mining Company, to create awareness in the rural communities where they could not afford to go into a park, whereas it's right at our doorstep. So we felt it as an importance as a company that we cannot have the community that cannot experience what is theirs. So it was a project that we had to take part on.
That is absolutely powerful. Thank you so much. I think you've laid the foundation for us for today to understand what Sefapani Lodge and Safaris is all about. That
Thank
was
you.
General Manager for Sefapani Lodge and Safaris, Al-Sairene Wudise. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so what's going to be happening in a bit, right after our news headline, sports and weather, is that we've got a competition for you so you can win a night stay at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris.
Yes.
We'll ask you two very simple questions, and if you get them correct, you would have won the competition.
Yes, and right here at the Sefapani Lodge and Safaris, we also have beautiful weather, and also they're going to be very generous and want to give away a prize to two lucky listeners. So this is a prize for four people. You and your loved one will get to experience this absolutely amazing place.
Yeah.
The first two people to answer both these questions will get to walk away with an overnight experience of a lifetime at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris, and T's and C's apply. So here are your questions. Question one, what are the main services at Sefapani Lodge and Safari? What are the main services at Sefapani Lodge and Safari? Question two, which Kruger Gate is Sefapani Lodge and Safari's bordering, and how far is Sefapani from the gate? Okay?
These are very simple questions.
So to win, you need to listen attentively to the Capricorn Breakfast, this very show, and of course, you will be rewarded. Remember, T's and C's apply, and you should send those answers as soon as you register, as soon as you hear anything on this show today that remotely gives you an answer to those two questions. Send us the answers to 079-899-6226. That's our WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226.
Capricorn FM, the Popo's Hard Frequency, Capricorn Breakfast, coming to you live from Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. Before we crossed over to news, we did tell you that we are going to be joined by a guest who checked in, enjoying their stay here so far, bright and early. And Auspestina is going to be chatting to us in a bit, so we'd like to find out how they are feeling and also what brought them this side. That conversation kicks off up next.
Complexion and Mpoma Shisha serving up the best breakfast in the north.
And of course, this is the Capricorn Breakfast team out in Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. And we are here to really enjoy the place, and so that you can come through as well and come and see what Palabora has in store for you in the form of Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. Now, if you remember, a couple of weeks back, we had the Breakfast Masterclass. And in that masterclass, we were trying to get you to be in the mood to plan an Insta-worthy vacation on a budget. And today we're going to be joined by Bestina Rakhwane. I was going to be helping us with, you know, this conversation. When we checked in yesterday, we bumped into her at the pool. She was chilling, having her drinks, looking all good, having a good time. So, you know, we just want to find out from her as she travels, because she's an avid traveler. As she travels, what she has really enjoyed and what she loves about Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. Good morning, Bestina. How are you doing?
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. Looking fresh and beautiful this morning.
Thank you so much. We are on some we woke up here. Ne? In Sefapani.
So what brings you to this beautiful place, the Sefapani Lodge and Safari?
Oh, Paul, I love this place. The ambience, mm-hmm. relaxation, and apart from the tranquility of this place, I got to enjoy and explore attractions in and around Phalaborwa, the Kruger National Park, and get opportunity to sell and package our exclusive Bestie Travel packages and promote our brand Bestie Jane.
Yeah, because this is your space. You are in this kind of business. And when you talk about, I mean, if I get a review from you and you say, listen, I love this place. This is where I want to stay. This is where I usually stay. I'll take your word for it because you are someone who stays in a lot of places. You travel across the province. So what constantly brings you to Sefapani Lodge and Safari?
The tropical environment here.
Yeah.
There's an island feeling. Mm-hmm. I love it because it has been now modernized.
Yeah.
I love the African luxury rooms.
It's gorgeous,
the
right?
The space sitting, which we are seated right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's beautiful. So what brings me the tropical island? It's a one-stop shop. You get to have your massage. You get to go to the Kruger Gate, which is just 1 kilometer away.
Separate this. Like you've been to a lot of places, like what I've said, especially in the province. You've gone to all these kind of places. Mm-hmm. And what do you think sets this place apart from the other places that you've been to across the province?
That's the feeling, like the ambience here.
Ne?
The tropical gardens. Yeah. It is peaceful, and I get to retire away from busy day-to-day life, away from the city.
Yeah. Out of all the activities that you mentioned, which one is your favorite? The one that you can't live without trying out every time you are here at Sefapani.
That is their massage.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And doing the open Kruger safari.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that
so
I love.
We are going to also be taking, you know, getting to enjoy that later on. So I think, you know, where you're having us sabawelling and salivating at the idea and the thought of enjoying all of that. So I'm thinking to even the listeners that are listening at home, in terms of where we are this morning, really enjoying the beautiful views and just the tranquility and how gorgeous really everything is. Sefapani Lodge and Safari is where we are broadcasting from this morning, and we're talking to a guest who was just checked in, who we found chilling in the poolside yesterday, enjoying the views, enjoying just the ambiance in the place. She's someone who is into the business of tourism and travel, and she puts together these packages for you to travel. So when she tells you that she loves this place, comes highly rated, you know for sure that most definitely Sefapani Lodge and Safaris is the place to be.
Yeah, and we don't want to leave you out of the fun activities and everything else that we get to enjoy here. So Sefapani Lodge and Safaris are generous this morning. We'll ask you those two questions again after Big Zulu Imali. Capital Family Mpopo Sada Frequency. I don't know where did I get Big Zulu from. Maybe just in Tanda Imali and Ningi.
I think so.
Hey. Sefapani Lodge and Safaris, that's where we are broadcasting from this morning. And they are so generous and they want to give away a prize to two lucky people, and you get to bring your partners, so it'll be four of you. But this prize is for two people, and you're bringing your loved one. In total, there'll be four people on site. So the first two people to answer both questions correctly will walk away with an overnight experience of a lifetime at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. T's and C's apply. Those two questions, Mama.
The first question: what are the main services at Sefapani Lodge and Safari? What are the main services at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris? And question number two, which Kruger Gate is Sefapani Lodge and Safaris bordering, and how far is Sefapani from the gate? That question again, which Kruger Gate is Sefapani Lodge and Safaris bordering, and how far is Sefapani from the gate? So make sure that you are listening throughout the Capricorn Breakfast, this show today, because you could be rewarded. Just remember that T's and C's apply in everything.
She's Capricorn Family in Purpose Heart of Frequency out at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. That's where we are broadcasting live from. And in a bit, we'll hear from the sales and marketing manager for Sefapani Lodge and Safaris, and listen to all the conversations we're going to be having, because this might increase your chances of winning. I mean, we asked you two questions earlier on. I think they are very simple questions, and if you get them correctly, you get to win yourself a night stay here at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris for you and your partner. We're looking for two people this morning. Our conversation with our guest is up next.
So,
Complexion and Mboma Shiza on the Capricorn Breakfast.
And can we also just give you an idea of what is currently happening here? If you haven't had the opportunity of going on Twitter and check out at Capricorn FM for all the content, videos and pictures of what we are getting up to. Right now, as we speak to you, Mpo and myself are getting a massage. Oh. Neck and head massage.
Man,
yeah. Mpetanyana, my sister, come on, Robak. You can tell, ne? It's very nice, chef.
No, man, this is absolutely beautiful. This, I got knots on my neck and like on the back of my neck and my shoulders, and let me tell you, I'm being taken care of right now, and I got no complaints, none at all. And right now we're talking to the sales and marketing manager for Sefapane Lodge and Safari, Asaldisha Mafukane. Asaldisha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys, and good morning to the listeners. I'm well, thanks, and how are you?
We are great. We are talking to you, and we're getting massages as we are talking to you. So you need to understand we're in a very relaxed place. I mean, who has an interview while having a massage? So just so you understand where we are right now. But listen, everything is heavenly. The reception, the location, everything you have on offer. But here's the thing, right? With the festive season fast approaching, we are literally in December, if we really think about it. So why should we and our lovely listeners choose Sefapane and as our holiday destination, especially for this festive season?
Thank you so much, Mpo, for that question. I think one thing that I can already say is the Sefapane magic is already working on you guys, because you're already having the whole experience. So the reason why people should choose to stay with Sefapane Lodge and Safaris is because we are a four-star holiday destination. You know, we just gateway to Kruger National Park. We are 1 kilometer away from the Palabora Gate into the mighty Kruger National Park. And our beautiful lodge is surrounded with beautiful tropical gardens and dams. And we've got quite a lot of activities to offer as well. We do activities into the Kruger National Park and the surrounding areas, and the wellness experiences as well. You know, outdoor wellness treatment that you guys are currently getting is one of the experiences that Sefapane has to offer. And we also have the beautiful and scenic Calabash Grill restaurant in an open platform, and the cocktail bar where holiday destination guests are able to enjoy their cocktails while they're inside the pool. Where else have you ever got such an experience? So I must say, Sefapane Lodge and Safari is really the place for you to be this summer and this festive season. So we've got quite a lot that we want all our clients to experience, you know, from your local domestic travel to the international guests that are coming to stay with us. We want to inject the Sefapane magic to the people.
Yeah, so we got to experience the Calabash Grill and Tusk Bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, what went into the thought, including those jams into Sefapane Lodge and Safaris? What were you thinking? What did you have in mind?
I think the most important thing that we looked at was we are a holiday destination. And, you know, when you're on holiday, we wanted to make sure that we package everything as one. We wanted to make sure that we give people the full holistic holiday experience without them worrying, where do I need to get food? Where do I need to get drink? Because the aim is for you to relax and get pampered. And we also wanted to create a space where our international guests come through to meet the South African domestic travelers and also get to learn more about the South African cuisines that we have. I think that was the thought process that we had, to just put the Calabash Grill and the cocktail bar into the whole Sefapane concept. And also make sure that when guests are going into the Kruger National Park in the early mornings, because the gate opens at 6 o'clock, we have to make sure that the guests have eaten their breakfast. They've got a packed lunch to go with to go and experience the big fast in the Kruger Park. So that was really the whole idea, that we want Sefapane Lodge to be a holiday hub where it's a one-stop shop. You know, you don't really need to get out of the place for you to start looking for something else. We wanted you to stay in the lodge and experience it, you know, experience Africa at your own pace, experience Sefapane in a relaxed ambience. That's what really went into it.
You know, right now we just got a bit of a taste about what is to come with the massages, because after our game drive, we are going to be treated to lovely massages. So tell us a bit about what we can expect. We got a taste, yes, but what can we expect at Misava Spa?
You know what? Misava Spa is an experience. You know, it's one thing about wellness is that the wellness is a whole experience. You get to relax, you get to revive, you get to feel rejuvenated, and also just to detox from the day-to-day running of what we do and get to relax and let the therapist work on our bodies. I think honestly, the wellness experiences is one of the experiences that I always look forward to getting, because I get to just relax, let all my stresses away, and let me just be pampered. So I think really, guys, expect to be blown away. Expect the therapist to give you a lifetime experience as well through wellness, and also just letting you understand the importance of wellness on our day-to-day lives, because that is the other thing. Wellness is important. We get tired. We're working when you're on holiday as well. The aim is for you to relax. And how best do you do that? The best way to do that is through a wellness experience.
Yeah, and we are loving the wellness experience. Looking forward to that. Can't wait. But, you know, Aldisha, as we took a journey around the lodge, we really just getting to wonder, who are you really catering for in terms of your people that are coming through to experience this place?
We cater for everyone. You know, whether you are an international traveler who wants to experience South Africa, we do cater for you. Whether you are a South African domestic traveler, we cater for you. The locals, you know, Sisapani will not be what it is today without the local support as well. So we really cater for everyone. People who want to do events as well, we cater for that market. Our local guests get to come and experience the offering that Sisapani has. They get to experience the wellness that we offer. So outside guests are able to book those packages as well. They're able to go to the restaurant and experience the Calabash Grill meals that we offer. They're able to go to the bar and relax. So we literally cater for everyone. Let it be couples, let it be a group of friends traveling together, let it be a family that wants to celebrate a anniversary or whatever. So we really cater for all markets. We cater for them.
We're getting into the festive season, and I'm sure you've got some specials on offer. What packages are there for people?
Sure, we've got quite a lot. You know, like we said, this is the launch of the Sisapani Summer Magic for the festive season. So we said, okay, how best can we really just get South Africans in the mood, the festive mood? And we said, let us put together some packages that our locals and also our domestic travelers will be able to enjoy. So we've got a package called a Sistercation. So a Sistercation will be you and your sister or you and a friend, where you get to experience the accommodation part. We've packaged it in a way that when you arrive at Sisapani, accommodation is bed and breakfast. You've got your dinner. We added picnics onto those packages. We added one of the distillery tours that it is around Calabora, the Qualito distillery tour, and your lovely game drive together with wellness. So you've got the vacation packages. We've got family packages for families that are traveling with kids as well. And then we really have friends, you know, a group of friends that are traveling together, a group of ladies as well that want to experience the wellness packages, you know, couples who want to revive their relationships and all those things. We've got the wellness you and me packages where you get to relax by the dams, overlooking the dams. It's a package that includes a picnic setup as well. So there's quite a lot on offer, you know.
Absolutely amazing. Aldisha, thank you so much for hosting us. We have been having an amazing time here so far. And thank you for the head and shoulder massages that we have received. It's a great experience, and I think we'll document all of it on social media. We appreciate your time to chat to us this morning.
Thank you so much. Sales and Marketing Manager for Sisapani Lodge and Safaris, Aldisha Mafokwane.
We'll ask you those two questions in a bit. DJ Mshega and Busi N. Who? Capricorn Family in Popo Sada Frequency at 12 minutes after 8 on a Friday morning. Out in Phalaborwa at Sisapani Lodge and Safaris, and that's where we are broadcasting this morning. And joining us in the pit here where we have our setup going on, we'll be joined by the restaurant manager as well as the guide. These are two amazing gentlemen that will tell us about the activities that they have to offer here at Sisapani Lodge and Safaris. Up next,
Capricorn Breakfast. Yeah, Baba.
So before we get into our conversation with these two gentlemen, let's just quickly remind you that we have a giveaway on the show today for you and your partner. It could even be your mother, your uncle, your aunt, or your nyati that deserves something special for this festive season. So two people are going to win a night stay here at Sefapane Lodge and Safaris. So you get to bring your partner, okay? You get to bring your partner.
Let's keep it a partner.
Okay. All right, let's not describe them, it's fine.
Yeah.
All you need to do is answer both these questions and you will walk away with that overnight experience of a lifetime at Sefapane Lodge and Safaris. T's and C's apply. The questions again?
What are the main services at Sefapane Lodge and Safari? That is the first question. What are the main services at Sefapane Lodge and Safari? And question number two, which Kruger Gate is Sefapane Lodge and Safari bordering, and how far is Sefapane from the gate? Which Kruger Gate is Sefapane Lodge and Safari bordering, and how far is Sefapane from the gate? Make sure you reply to 079-899-6226. That is our WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. T's and C's apply.
So we're getting into the conversation and just looking at the game drive and the packages that they have here at Sefapane Lodge and Safaris. Two gentlemen joining us this morning. We have Mbongeni Mabasa.
Good morning, good morning.
How's
Thank
it going?
You for having me. Good on yourself.
Sure, brother. And then we have Class. Sivela Ntate.
Are.
Mafukana.
Mfukeni mnjani.
Ah, na it's hamsekile. You can tell, man.
Yeah, I know.
You can tell.
You can tell. I think you can tell in Jen just with the attire and everything. What okay, I know. More we're going to be with someone who's really knowledgeable about all these things, right?
Yeah, of course.
So maybe let's, you know, we know that it's all really all about adventure, and that is what we are going to be exposed to when it comes to the Kruger National Park with a grain drive courtesy of Sefapane Lodge and Safaris. So, what can we expect? What can we expect on that game drive?
A game drive, it's very much interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein it's a game, as they say. So, you will not know what to expect or what you're going to see. But
okay,
it's just to go in and then we see what the day has for us. I think that's one thing that makes it more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have this morning the restaurant manager Mbongeni Mabasa. So we arrived, I think yesterday when we got here, just the welcome drinks that we got, and even this morning while we are here, you know, we have our cocktails here and it's really nice. And there's just something you can't ignore about just this area. It's the heat,
yeah,
right? It
yeah,
is
yeah,
absolutely
definitely
hot. So, I mean, what is the story behind the drinks that you are serving, and just how you are also presenting them?
Indeed, Palabora is a very, very hot town.
Mm.
Yeah, though we go from 35 to 40 degrees. So our aim is to make sure that each and everyone that comes here gets a refreshing drink that
yeah
is presentable, that is delicious, and that they can take content and post online, of course.
It's for the gram.
So, yeah, our aim is to make sure that everyone that comes here enjoys each and every drink that we put out from our task bar.
Yeah.
Our aim is to make sure that this task bar is the best in Palabora.
Sure.
So that's the whole inspiration behind modifying and improving each and every cocktail that we have on our menu.
Yeah. What is Mpo having this morning? I'm having the famous golfer's drink. Still works.
Mpo was having there a Blue Ocean.
Okay.
But of course, Virgin Blue Ocean.
Oh, yes.
Why did you throw the Virgin in there? You must confuse the enemy.
My man, emotionally, I'm already in December. I don't know why you're wasting time. We're knocking off in under an hour here, boss.
And I do hope you enjoyed.
Loving it.
Ah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely
thank
loving
you
it.
Very much.
And then I would last, you did say that, you know, when you're going on the game drive, you never really know what to expect. But what kind of animals do we have out there that we can, you know, we know that we might not see everything, but just to know what is out there.
I can promise you elephants.
Elephants, okay.
Yeah. I can promise you elephants. A very close encounter with elephants wherein you can take a very nice selfie with.
Selfie?
Yeah, of course. Of course, yeah. So, elephants, like general game, elephants, a lot of giraffes, zebras, impalas. And if we're lucky enough, we can even spot big five, you know, everyone's favorite lions or leopards.
Is there a specific time of the day which you would describe as the best to take a game drive? Because, you know, you've got the morning sessions, and then you've got the midday sessions, and then you've got the evening sessions as well. When do we stand a chance of seeing more animals and taking more content?
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the mornings, people prefer it simply because as Mbogan have said, Palawa is very hot. So early in the mornings, animals can still move a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, early in the mornings, animals can still move a little bit. And then late at night when it's cool, then you can also see animals moving around, especially your predators, because during the day it's very hot and they don't have enough sweating glands that we do, so they don't prefer moving around a lot.
Okay. Yeah. And then I think, Bongeni, you know, you are the restaurant manager, and we had the beautiful experience last night of dinner.
Wow.
Listen, compliments to the chef, compliments to the chef. In you managing the restaurants, for the people that get to experience this place, I mean, what is key for you? What is important for you as you are doing your work?
For me, the most important part is to make sure that service is on point. Mm-hmm. Everyone enjoys their meal. Everyone enjoys their drink, and to see smiles on everyone's faces. Mm. For us, it would really be a tragedy if someone leaves here with bad service. Mm. So for us is to make sure that each and every person that comes here leaves with a smile, and then they can definitely go home and say, wow, we had this amazing experience at the Calabash Grill restaurant and Tusk Bar. Go have your lunch there, go have your dinner there, and we definitely will recommend that you will also enjoy your experience. So that's the aim for us each and every day.
Yeah,
gentlemen, we are looking forward to an amazing time here, so we really appreciate you making time to join us.
No,
so
thank you very much.
No, you're welcome, guys.
That was restaurant manager Mbongeni Mabasa and our guide Klas Sibila.
After Lil Wayne and Drake, believe me, we are going to be announcing the two people that have won this morning a night stay at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. Questions earlier on, and we are about to give away that experience for two people. Two people. T's and C's do apply. Mm-hmm. Are we ready? You got the names and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are the two winners for this morning. Mapu Di Chong from Mangueng and Tsepo Hopa from Bochum. Congratulations to both of you. Mapu Di Chong from Mangueng and Tsepo Hopa from Bochum. Congratulations. You will get to win an experience at Sefapani Lodge and Safari.
Our producer Didi just told us that there is something more exciting that we must inform you of right now.
Yeah.
Progressive Radio for a Progressive Province. We are about to get into news headlines. Rufile Mathebula is waiting right inside the pool.
Literally, yeah. She's in the water, like if you like a drama.
She is so tall. She is standing on the deep side of the pool, but we can see her knees.
Complexion.
But before we get into news headlines, we meant to tell you earlier on that there is another giveaway on the show.
So we're saying that if you are in Phalabora, or maybe you live around Sefapani, simply send us a voice note wishing us, Capricorn FM, a happy birthday, and include the hashtag Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. And we will give you something nice for you to experience here at Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. If you want that, make sure that, number one, you have to be living in Phalabora or living around Sefapani Lodge and Safaris. That voice note, wish us a happy birthday at Capricorn FM. And yeah,
you send it through to 079-899-6226. We'd like to take this opportunity and also thank Gift Cakes and Sweet Treats. They have sent us some nice cupcakes. Guys, we'll take the pictures and put them up on social media in a bit, so you can see how we are also celebrating the birthday month for the station, our birthday. We really appreciate the gesture. We are so honored to be here. And thank you very much to Sefapani Lodge and Safaris for hosting us. And we're looking forward to all the activities that we are going to be getting up to on the day. You can keep up with us on social media, and that's where we are going to put up all the content of what's happening here. Earlier on, we did another giveaway where we would like to give someone who is around Sefapane or in Phalabora.
So this is the person that has won. So congratulations to you. Congratulations, Kamurelo Mohalaka, who is out in Namakgale. We told you that we have something nice for you that you can experience here at Sefapane Lodge and Safaris. We will be getting in touch with you. Congratulations once again.
Should we Kamurelo take the opportunity and listen to the voice note that you sent us? Let's do that.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Capricornia Kula. Capricorn FM Yakula. Happy 15th birthday.
That's nice. Fifi, you wouldn't do better than this.
No, I'm not even going to try.
No, she killed it.
She killed it.
Murdered. Congratulations to you. Something very nuts. Something that you can enjoy here at the Fapane Lodge and Safari.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We had so much fun, and we'll meet you back in studio on Monday. Thank you to Nku. Nkululeko has been controlling for us back in studio. And thank you, Aletta, been working around the clock here, and Didi, our producer.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.